right from wrong.
And the radio played all night long.
And the radio played all night long. Make yourself low, prepare to receive sweet salvation. Would you rather be?
Tell us, Reverend, what was it like under Tom Tandy?
Well, I think it's a little song that I can only tell through song.
Tell us about the dark times, Reverend.
Well, sometimes they don't feel so dark, but when I think about it in detail, I realize how terrible they truly were.
And now we're gonna tell you the story. May God forgive us.
Without a care in the world, under the eyes of Tom, we didn't know free. Oh. God, we were so innocent.
No.
themselves low and prepare to receive sweet salvation. Would you rather be listening to those who deceive on another station? And the radio plays all night long, and the radio plays all night long. Tom Tenney's reign was long and cruel. He abolished smiles and laughter. The children ate gruel.
Oh, God.
People felt used. Oh. People felt like tools.
Oh, tell it.
He also abolished a lot of other things, you know.
Like what, Reverend?
Oh, he abolished things that mattered to me. Things like loving myself, you know. Things like feeling good. Abolished sunsets.
And sunrises?
He also abolished those too.
Oh my God, and cuddling, right?
Oh, he had a particular hatred for cuddling.
What about throat fucking?
No, throat fucking was... There was more throat fucking. Unfortunately.
So only really dirty, rotten sex acts.
No, just throat fucking.
No tenderness.
No tenderness.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Because tenderness is important in this world. And Tom... What?
Making love. He banned making love.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? What kind of a person would do something like that?
Under Tom Tenney's reign...
It's just making love. It's just when two people rub their bodies up together to express their love for each other. And the head of a community radio station thinks that he's gonna prevent people from doing this? That's so cruel, right? Like, who is he to even tell us that we're allowed to not make love?
Just like any cult leader.
True, but what can we do, you know? Because all the love that I do get, it's because of community radio. It's because of my fans. My loyal, ruthless, bloodthirsty fans.
If you want to do it, if you want to get laid,
you have
do a podcast.
Yeah, that's true. We get laid all the time because of our podcast. God, I couldn't even tell you, hey, Johnny B. Roll, why don't you ask me if I'm getting laid a lot? Because of the podcast.
Well, Pat, do you get laid a lot because of the Apococast?
No.
You know?
No. But I could if I wanted to, because it's a good podcast.
Pat, do you ever notice that there's no incel podcast?
Oh, that's true. We should do... Actually, well, the Apococast is kind of an incel podcast. Because you know how we have those episodes of Why Won't You Fuck Us 1 through 12?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You think if the incels just talked it out, they'd be okay?
They'd be the spin cells. They'd be the gin cells, you know?
What's a spin cell?
I don't know, they're just dancing around.
Healthier than killing.
It's true. You know? They have a diet. They call it thin cell.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's when you just don't fuck.
If these incels could get laid, they'd all be a lot thinner, and they'd be more attractive.
No, you're wrong, they'd be fatter. Because they'd be happy and they'd be eating. Instead of being angry and eating. And when you're happy and you're eating, you just keep it.
I stand corrected. Pat, why would I ever doubt you?
I don't know. Anyways, Tom Tenney banished a lot of things. Welcome to the Apococast.
Well, you know, the important thing is that we made it.
We did not make it.
I mean, we made it out alive.
Kind of, not really. Honestly. If we're being fully fucking honest with ourselves.
But Pat, are we ever honest with ourselves?
No, definitely not. Definitely not, man. All right, cool. The song's
good. All right, sweet. Yeah, see you next week.
All right. You have to hold it up closely. You have to hold it up close
to
the fucking mic.
Right fucking here, dude.
And do you guys see the text thread that I had with the stuff that we have to do?
When do I press play?
It's very complicated.
Go. Okay, Guys, everybody, hang on. Shut up, everybody. Previously on the Apocalypse.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's like there's a V in the sky.
Yeah, no, and the virus isn't migrating. It's just advertising itself.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm here. I'll be here tomorrow. Look at me. Fuck you, assholes.
Yeah. We were so arrogant in the face of this virus. We were like, oh, those are just birds.
Yeah. It's true. It's like, yeah, the swallows fly. No.
Yeah, true. The mainstream media expected us to just swallow that.
Yeah. 100%.
They're like, these are swallows. Swallow. Yeah, open your mouth. Swallow. We're going to spit. This is mainstream media. Hi. Welcome to the news. Guys, hang on. I'm resending the link. What? Resend them the link.
Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Oh, man. And then communication was severed.
Guys, I can't believe they sliced our communication lengthwise right at that moment.
Jesus, and why did they have to spit on it, too?
They spit on our exposed wires.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. Jesus Christ, yeah. Last week was rough. We got attacked by an aerial contingent of the army of the virus.
Yeah, we had Cuomo's his goons.
Yep.
We had Mario Cuomo's fucking Pope warriors came. And they cut our communication line and they came on it. We had to make a cruel alliance.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Jed, are you going to be? Yeah, you are.
We had to make a cruel alliance.
Last week, when everything seemed desperate, and there were gigantic Vs of migrating virus up in the sky, preparing to attack us.
Oh, Jesus. Boys, you see these fucking Vs, boys? Oh.
Jesus.
Guys, these Vs are pointed right at us.
Oh my God.
There's these Vs are pointing at us from every angle. They're gonna fucking squeeze us.
They're gonna... These Vs... are gonna fuck us over, guys.
I think we're fucked. This is like... Super COVID flying in Vs towards Radio Free Brooklyn. How are we going to fight back against this? We don't have any allies.
Shut up. We have one. And you're not going to like it, but I want you to not be prejudiced about this.
Oh, that's really hard. Well, you know me and prejudice, man.
I don't want you to be fucking... I don't want you to judge beforehand. You got to promise me no matter what I say next, you're not going to flip out.
Okay.
You gotta promise me no matter what I say next, you're not gonna fly into a xenophobic rage.
Okay.
Hit you me. Gotta promise me no matter what comes out of my mouth next, you're not gonna start shouting about where certain animals come from and how many arms they have.
All right.
You gotta swear to me that no matter what sound I make next, listen, you're not gonna stamp your feet and say you've had enough.
We're up against the whole Air Force of fucking virus, my friend. So I'm willing to, desperate times, you know?
All right, you gotta promise me that no matter what notes come out of my mouth next, you're not gonna fucking drop kick a table and swear that you'll never in your life stand for it as long as you live.
Okay, I swear.
All right, listen. In order to combat these fucking Vs that are going to cut right into us, we got to make an alliance with the squid. You promised. Remember your oath. Don't lose it. Don't freak out.
The squid?
Yeah, squid. I know what they did to you.
I know how they turned your dick inside out.
Listen, Chad. I know you know that I have a history with squid.
Yeah.
But I've never told you the full story, man. You know how my father was an astronaut?
Yeah, I know how your father was fired into the earth like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But there's a reason that he went to space.
Yeah. I know how your father was fired into the earth.
In a previous life, we were a family of sea captains.
Like, you were a sea captain, and your mother was a sea captain.
No, more like my grandfather was a sea captain, and his grandfather was a sea captain.
Oh, so
and my father,
not everyone in the family was
an astronaut. Right? And my father's father, we called him Grandpa Captain, right?
Oh yeah, Grandpa yeah. Captain was there.
When he was a young man, he was attacked by squid.
Wait, right? A little boy has shown up.
You made an alliance with the squid?
Not yet. Yeah. No, yes, we're considering an alliance with the squid.
No, and I was like, no, one of those fucking calamari bastards just
Graham.
Into my fucking Wi-Fi and put it sucker to my net and removed
Graham.
It.
Graham, I was telling him the story. I was telling him the story about why I can't make an alliance with the squid. Hang on.
Also, Pat just now promised not to have a xenophobic outburst against the squid, and you can't.
Well, I take it back. Listen, no, there's no man among squid. All right, my father was an astronaut, right? And we all know that, and that's how he was killed. And listen, there's something I never told you, is that his father was a sea captain, right? And when my father's father was a little boy, he was attacked by squid. And they just made fun of him a lot.
Oh
yeah, and they just filled him with ink.
Yeah. They opened him up, huh? They opened him up. They filled him.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
They cracked him open.
They might have even laid the eggs inside of him, but I don't know.
He went home and your grandmother was like, "Did they lay eggs in you? Don't be ashamed. Tell me." And he was like, "I don't know."
And right around that time, he figured out that it was this real, real, real mean squid named Octavius that came after him, and that he really just had to get revenge. But apparently one of the squid, just some asshole, like, weird guy, decided to, like, give the squid, like, access to, like, little prehensile thumbs so that they'd have opposable thumbs.
You're talking about the bull squid.
The bull squid, yeah. And so with their little opposable thumb hands, right, they became advanced. And it was only a matter of time. By the time my grandfather had grown up, after having the squid fill him with ink, right, he became a sea captain. And he vowed revenge. But this whole time, this whole time they'd been scheming, right, with their new opposable thumbs. Just making squid plans, right? And because we know the squid are fucking smart, right?
You know what squid plans are written in?
Yeah.
In ink. Permanent.
And they ended up, right, figuring out space travel. Right before you. Right, you know the Soviets, how the Soviets launched
a human into space in 1960?
Yeah, they sent ballerinas before they sent dogs.
They sent hot, hot fucking wet ballerinas.
They sent... The Russian space program was like ballerinas, then roaches, then dogs, then monkeys, then ballerinas again, and then regular people.
People don't talk about is what came before that, which was the squid space program, right? And that was because they had their little fucking thumbs down, they could do whatever they want, right? And my grandfather was so fucking pissed that Octavius the squid had went to space, man. Went to space.
Your grandfather Octavius, in his entrance interview to NASA, they're like, "Why do you want to be? Why do you?"
Actually, we have some audio of when my father was a little boy, and my grandfather was like instructing him on how to on his future career. You know,
here. Boy.
Oh.
You there, boy?
Yes.
When you're big, do you want to be a sea captain like me?
Yes.
But boy, do you remember how those squid embarrassed you? How they cracked you open and filled you with ink?
No, they did it to you, Daddy, I thought.
Oh, but boy, do you remember how those foul squid cracked me open?
Well, yes, you were quite upset by it.
And boy, do you remember how those squid squirted their ink? Do you remember how they made a hole and then plugged it and then squirted their ink?
Yeah, I do. It was really something.
And do you remember, boy, how before they filled me with ink, they cracked me open?
Yes, I do. Oh God, it was awful. It was awful, Daddy.
Okay, keeping in mind how squid cracked open your father and spilled thick ink in him. Do you want to go to the sea?
Yes.
The answer is no, boy. If you go in the sea, you'll be cracked like your father and filled. You have to go to space where the squid dare not
No. Hang on, pause. But I thought you said that the squid had fled into space.
Yes, boy. These cowards, squid, escape their punishment. They think if they go to space, then we'll be too gay to follow. But we'll go. Boy, you have to crack open a squid in space.
Jesus, Daddy, are you telling me that I have to become an astronaut when I grow up? Something that hasn't even been invented yet? And follow these fucking squid into space in order to avenge you?
Boy, you have to chase down these squid behind any star they hide behind with their fucking tubes. You know how squid have tubes for arms?
Yeah, they do.
And you have to say, what's cracking? And before they answer, you say, not my dad. And then you crack them open. And then you fill them. You fill them with the ink. Boy.
Daddy, is that why they call it the Kraken?
Yes. Because it cracks you open. Boy.
Oh, it's so obvious. Yes, Daddy.
Boy, do you remember when you were a boy, a young boy, and we used to play ink, and we used to make ink?
Yeah, and Daddy, when we would gargle the ink.
Yeah. Yes, boy. When we would put ink in our mouths and play games with it, do you remember?
Yes, Daddy, I remember.
You thought you were a stupid boy. You thought we were just having ink fun, but it was training.
Jesus, Daddy. But what good is ink to a boy like me?
Nothing. But after you crack open my enemies, you have to fill them with something. Oh, my cat is so afraid. Look at her. Look.
Hey, check the chat.
Boy. Yes. Do you know what? Space is dark. And when you crack it, we need more ink.
More ink?
Yo, look how concerned my cat is. Anytime I hear his voice, he's just like, who are you?
Well, then my father became an astronaut. And he went out into fucking space. And then my grandfather just died. Like, shortly afterwards, of a broken heart. Because my father had flown out into space.
Wait, and then your uncle stayed behind. Where's Graham? Graham should be your uncle.
Andrew.
And then we need Graham to be your uncle.
No, he's gonna have to have a, well, I got it. I reset it.
Boy, remember your oath to your father when you're in space. Crack open every squid that you see and fill him with the family.
But Daddy, don't the squid have an advantage over us? I mean, they've been in space for like a decade.
Shut your fucking squid mouth. Shut your beak.
Daddy, do you think there's any time that we might have to have an alliance with the squid? I mean, they are another intelligent species.
If you ever have an alliance with squid, may their beaks sever and then mince your penis.
Oh no, Daddy! All right,
if
I promise.
If you ever enter into a détente with squid, may their tentacles squeeze your balls until they pop. If you ever dare to enter parlay with squid, may their suckers turn your dick inside out.
Jesus, oh my God, that is really harsh. I guess I will stay true to my word, and I will avoid squid. Yeah. As best I can. I will hunt squid. I will gladly hunt them. For you, Daddy.
Boy.
Yes.
I want but one thing for my death day. I want you to swear a blood oath that you will hunt squid wherever they crawl.
Very well. I shall hunt them into space.
Graham, you fucking coward. Come back on the cast.
Yeah, it's poo time. It's literally poo time.
It's poo time. Damn, Graham is so fucking bad.
He's doing what he's accusing you of having done. Tell him that.
Graham, you've become your worst nightmare and your highest aspiration. Me.
Dream within a nightmare.
That's pretty eloquent, right?
Yep.
Graham, you've become your worst nightmare and your highest aspiration. I should have put a comma there.
Oh, this
comma,
is, this will never be forgiven.
Me. Graham, do they know what they do in hell to people who betray the cast?
Isn't this ironic? This is very... Okay, oh wait, he's here. No, no, he's back. Very good. All right, all right, all right, all right. Withdrawn.
All right, Graham.
You know you're both a bunch of fucking apocalypse cunts.
What? Graham, you just committed the crime I was accused of committing.
No, but he returned.
Who's on trial here now?
He returned. He did do it, though. Didn't do it. It's always important when you don't actually do something.
The gash and the slit and all the penetration.
All right, that's enough.
I happen to get back.
That's enough right now. All right, boys.
There's been quite a lot of gash and slit and penetration. And I'm sorry if that's too real for America right now. Yeah, I guess Tony Fauci wants me to put a mask over every pussy. And double mask every butt.
You know, the V, it has never penetrated.
Guys, you know that creature, that really sassy creature? You know what I'm talking about? The woolly one?
Oh, the sassy watch?
You mean the Yeti?
The what? The what?
The Yeti?
No, Jen, what did you say? What? Yes, I mean, yes, you got it in 1 second. Very good.
Talking about the sassy quatch. My problem is Anthony Fauci wants us to wear two masks over our dicks and pussies.
And he also wants us to be guarded by a Yeti.
Yeah, he's like...
to make sure the virus can't get in.
He's like, train a snow ape to fight the virus.
You know what the problem is with the Sasquatch is that it is immediately very sassy, but it's slit and it's gas a quatch.
Graham, you could definitely play the Sasquatch.
Super sassy about a Sasquatch.
Wait, hey guys, look out in the woods. Wait, guys, hey Jad, what's that out there in the woods? That furry fella.
You know, the boys, do you want to know, if we can be serious for a second, the real danger of sassy quatches?
What?
Their sex drive. They love fucking. And they'll take what they can get. Like, have you ever had a friend that was like, oh, what happened to your dog? And they're like, oh, my dog got fucked to death by a... you know? They're like, no, but my dog ran away.
No, the other problem is that the sassy quatch has a lot of ass. And we learned something very important today, that the virus speaks its truth through the ass.
That's true.
And the sassy quatch just has so much ass.
Graham, I think you could be the Sasquatch. All right, so let's go. Hey, Jad, what's that out there in the woods?
Yeah, I think it's like a fucking, it's like some kind of sassy quatch.
Hey, yo, furry fella, what's your deal?
You can't laugh.
Are you some kind of Yeti?
Wait, should I Chewbacca the fuck out of it, or like?
No, just... you're. It's essentially the Chris Christie voice, my friend, because he's sassy.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you are a sassy quatch, you have to say so if we ask you.
It's completely fair.
The guardians of sass, my friend. Oh God. This is shameful.
You know what's going on?
What? Oh, the sassy squatch has vanished again. It's a legend.
No. I see right through this bullshit. Wait, I see this? Right through it. It's cellophane to me, kid. What they're doing is the Internet Commission of New Jersey hates Graham.
Yeah, of course.
Saying things that they wish was left unsaid.
Yeah.
They hate that he's on the cast.
They hate the truth.
They hate that he knows about sassy quatch. Isn't it ironic that every time our sassy quatch gets on a roll, Chris Christie's Martyrs Brigade bombs him?
Yeah, they just take out one of the fucking stations.
This is the thing that faithful listeners don't understand about the Apocalypse, is we're not the original cast.
No, not by a long shot.
Shit-heel clones of the originals who were murdered.
Well, speaking of which, listen. Remember when we were talking about squid?
Yeah.
I remember that day a couple years ago. Do you remember? You remember my grandfather, what he said to his son before his son became an astronaut right before he died?
Oh,
he told him the truth. He told him the truth. Hang on.
Oh God.
Like, yeah, you know, my grandfather was dying and my father brought me, no, sorry, my father, my grandfather was dying. Sorry, wait, hang on.
What a fucking dumbass, useless string of texts you sent me.
Wait, hang on. No.
That doesn't help.
Damn it. No. Oh, fine. I'll just edit it. I'll edit it out. All right.
I'm going to read what you wrote verbatim.
No. But you have to do that. No. Don't. It's the same voice. Hang on. Stop. Listen. Hear me out. Right? You're doing the same voice as you were doing before. And you're like, boy, except for, are you going to space? Right? Except for that you're older and you're the grandfather. Right? And,
I know, but what you've written is fucking stupid. Boy, your grandfather lived.
Your great grandfather.
Yeah. While dying.
Yeah, the one who started the vendetta with the squid, he's still alive. and he'll be back. Yeah.
You say this like you're going to edit it out, and you're not.
I will. I have been. Listen to the one that I just put up. I do edit it.
Boy.
Yeah.
Do you know your grandfather?
Wait, this was as my father lay dying, right? I guess we're going to have to switch the generations around now, whatever.
Boy, do you know the... That's like an emo band, As I Lay Dying. Okay, boy, it's your grandfather lay dying. Wait, yeah. You remember? He made a secret pact with the squid.
My great-grandfather?
Your great-grandfather learned how to suck like the squid suck. He learned how to shape his mouth like a squid sucker and attach it to the side of boats.
Wow. That's pretty gross.
Your grandfather, when he was young, would just be slurping the side of boats.
Is he part barnacle?
Yes. Your grandfather would just put his full lips on the side of boats beneath the waterline, and he would sup. And so when the earth became hostile to us, he made an unholy alliance. He said, we gotta do the alliance.
Wait.
He said, boy.
Yes, dying words, grandfather.
Listen to these words, because I'm being cucked by old age. The virus hates the virus hates convenience. You have to make every move in a way that confounds convenience.
You the have virus likes to be a pain in the ass. The virus thrives off of being a pain in the ass.
The virus loves ass pain. It wants you to make peace with the squid who hate peace. The virus wants you to do the dance of the juvenile squid. It wants you to shake your body around. Listen, boy, do as you please. No matter what, I'm going to hell because I'm dying. And when I was young, I fucked many animals against their will. They had no choice. And there's a heaven and hell for animals as well as people. And I'm going to animal hell because of the things I did against animals. Say it again. None of this matters. I'm dying. Go, oh, bring forth the axe. Pat, you keep getting cut off by your own soundtrack. I can't hear anything but the music you're playing.
Are you saying that I have to finish you off with an axe?
Boy! You have to finish me off with an axe.
Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, God. I don't want to kill you with an axe.
If only it were so simple. You have to make me come with an axe and then kill me.
What? That's no good. All right, it's poo time.
You know what I hate more than when the cast gets fucked?
What?
Sassy Quatch.
Sassy Squatch. Oh, that was going to be such a good bit. And then it got cut off.
You know what it got, you know what else got snipped off?
What?
It's like, you know how that bit got cut off?
Yeah, it's a penis cutting joke, yeah.
You know, like, what else got snipped off?
What?
Unthinkingly? Like, our city government was just like, put your dicks in this queue, right? And so everyone put their dicks between these blades. And then some intern tripped and just sliced everyone's dick off. So it's like, you know how in movies when they yell cut, but they don't mean it?
Oh, yeah. Here they do. Yeah. Yeah. That's how you know how fake Hollywood is. Because in other industries, when they yell cut, they mean cut, you know?
Yeah. And on the ApocoCast, we don't yell cut. Because we're woke in a way that people haven't awoken to yet, we say slice. You know?
Like, slice! All right, I'm going to resend so we can do Christopher Robin.
No, but it's like, you know how like you put a dick on a cutting board?
Yeah, I know. That's how it's done.
All right. Okay. End this then.
Okay, but you're rejoining, yes?
Okay, but I didn't commit treason, so you can't delete the episode you already uploaded.
Okay, fine. Now that we've done a previously on, it's fine. It keeps the continuity. You see, you helped save it, so it's all right. But it only works if you come back for poo, because I have a great poo bit. It's he faces a coup, like it's poo. There's a coup against poo, and the ruse like ambush him on the way to like. And he's gonna be like, and you know what I realized about the poo voice that makes it amazing? No, because anybody can do the poo voice, but you do this thing with it. That's this little detail that makes it great. Like, I think Aaliyah secretly hates it, kind of, but like, not secretly. Like everybody hates it. But you do this thing where you're like. You're like, he's exasperated out of breath. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's so villainous. It's so creepy. It's so fucking good. It's
really funny. Yeah. Thing is, I know what you're talking about, but I also straight up forgot that I did the poo voice before.
You right. Okay, so remember, poo faces a coup. I'm sending you the message right now. We can do it, the two of us. We'll just end it with that, right? I'm resending. Don't cock me.
All right.